Wayne and Karen Forey never imagined being business owners until Wayne was diagnosed with lip cancer in 1983. Wayne's cancer was thought to be the result of sun exposure, and he ended up needing reconstructive surgery for his lower lip. After that, he started wearing lip balm every day. It would keep his lips moist, but it would spill out in his pocket. Turns out the standard lip balm dispensers Wayne was using would rotate in his pocket, getting the wax into the cap and causing it to ooze out. Tired of the mess, Wayne started making his own lip balm using a shotgun shell as part of the design. With the help of his wife, Karen, who came up with the lip balm's formula, the two founded Balm Shot, a user-friendly lip balm that offers sunscreen protection. Here with us to talk lip care and give us some history about the company are the co-founders themselves, Wayne and Karen Forey. Welcome aboard. Glad to have you.
Well, good afternoon, Matt. It's kind of interesting hearing you read that. It put a big smile on my face. That actually did happen. And to hear you talk about it brought back some memories. But yes, thank you for inviting us.
Oh, great to have you. Well, Wayne, first off, tell me a little about your health. How are you doing? Was this a one-off thing, or has it been a problem for a while?
You know, after the lip cancer, I had to wait 5 years before I could get medical insurance. Because of the health regulations at that time. And so when people talked about pre-existing conditions, I lived through that. You know, I couldn't get insurance. And so I remember after 5 years when the doctor cleared me and said, okay, now you're eligible for medical insurance. That was a big event in my life. But no, the cancer has not come back. And so I'm just so fortunate and so blessed about that.
Well, very good. Very good.
Thanks for asking.
Well, tell us a little bit about both of you, about growing the business. How has it been for you guys? This is 1983. This has been in the works for some time?
Well, we actually started the business in 2010 because of the recession here in Idaho. And I realized that, I just kind of needed to do something different. And I always wanted to hire people and create a factory. And so that was kind of the impetus. Karen helped me. In fact, I give Karen a ton of credit because I turned to her one day and said, you know, if we start this business, we're going to drain our savings account. And she said, go ahead, start the business. And
oh, so my gosh.
She gave me the green light, and man, I started spending money. And but I paid her back. I'm putting that out there in the public so they know I paid my wife back.
Okay, Karen, where did that confidence come from? He says, I'm going to spend all the money, and you say, go for it.
Yes, thanks for that question. Well, because he's very creative, he can build anything from anything. And I knew if he came up with this product to solve a problem that he would work hard at it, make the best product there was. And I just really had the faith that he would be successful.
No,
and,
thank you.
And he has been.
Thank you.
So where did the shotgun shell come into this, and how did you find it? How did it find its way into lip balm design?
Yeah.
This is my big question.
Okay. So after my lip was removed and a new one put on, I didn't have any moisture glands. So I constantly needed lip balm, and I got tired of that gooey mess in my pants pocket reaching in. So I went through 2 and 3 tubes a week. I needed that much lip balm to lubricate my new lip. And one Saturday morning, I had reached in my pants pocket, and I got that same old gooey mess, and I happened to be out at my workbench in my garage. And I remember saying to myself, I need a new type of dispenser. And I looked, and I had a shotgun shell sitting on my workbench, and I was thinking to myself, I need a smooth metal base, kind of like what you see on the shotgun shell. And then the light kind of went on in my head and said, well, I'll just use a shotgun shell. And so I made a prototype, and it worked really well. And Karen and I were up in McCall, Idaho, eating at a restaurant, and I pulled my prototype out of my pocket, applied lip balm to my lips. A guy across the restaurant noticed it, came over and said, is that a shotgun shell you're rubbing on your lips? I said, no, it's my lip balm. And he said, well, where can I buy that? And then Karen took her elbow and jammed it into my ribs and said, see, I told you, you need to make this for other people. You need to start a business. So it was Karen that gave me that push, like, see, it'll work. And that's how the company got started. And that was 2010 when we started the factory.
Oh, my gosh. So what sort of responses have you gotten from the shell itself, from men and women? When they see this, do they have different responses? What's your read on that?
Most people chuckle, they smile, and they say, hey, that's pretty clever. And, it's a repurposing of a shotgun shell. You know, it's taking it and using it for a positive purpose with lip balm. So it's a great manly dispenser. but it's functional. It's been called by other people the world's best lip balm dispenser because the smooth metal base won't catch in the clothing, so it won't twist in your pants pocket. It has a tighter fitting cap. And then Karen worked with a chemist in Denver, Colorado, to formulate a new type of balm, really, formulation. It has a higher concentration of beeswax. So it's just a very good lip balm in an excellent dispenser. And so it's been well received in the marketplace.
Well, Karen, tell me about coming up with the formula for the lip balm. What features did you think were important to include? And did you think maybe you were lacking in what was already on the market?
Well, yes. When I worked with the chemist, we, of course, wanted a lip balm that had some SPF against sun damage because that's how Wayne got his skin cancer to begin with, was from sun damage. He didn't chew tobacco and he wasn't a smoker, so it was basically sun damage. So I wanted an SPF in there to help protect others' lips. I worked really close with them. I wanted a good beeswax component, some natural substances in there that would be healthy for the lip. We also do have a product that does not have any SPF in it because some people don't even want to use the SPF. They just want natural. So, you know, we just kind of gradually came up with formulas that would be healthy for your lips and protect them as well.
We're speaking with Wayne and Karen Forey, co-founders of Balmshot. We love to hear from you during the show. Reach out with an email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Find us on Twitter at KBSX915 or leave us a message on our Facebook page at Boise State Public Radio. Now, all the proceeds from your Pure Pink lip balm are donated to the St. Luke's Mountain States Tumor Institute. Why did you choose them?
Yes, thank you for asking that question. I'll give you a little background of my history. My mother was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she passed away 3 weeks after diagnosis. Mm. My sister was diagnosed 6 months later with breast cancer, and she is a 20-year survivor.
Oh, wow.
I personally am a nurse myself, and I decided to focus my practice on helping women and men get through the diagnosis of breast cancer. And when we started this business, after a year or so, I told Wayne, I said, I see in my practice women that delay their mammograms because they can't afford them. And if you delay getting your mammogram screenings, you may come in eventually with this breast cancer that will be at a more advanced stage. So I told Wayne, we need to give back to help others get these early screening mammograms too, so they can survive breast cancer. And so pink obviously is a breast cancer color. Decided to come up with a pink shotgun shell. It would probably be marketable to women. And that's how we came up with the pink.
Is the pink shotgun shell lip balm a big seller?
It's a huge seller. It is. And we're really proud to be able to give back and donate back to help provide funding for women to get their screening mammograms.
And just, Matt, a short little note on MISTI, Mountain States Tumor Institute, 100% of the money goes to help women. There's no admin. You know, in other words, we've contributed over $25,000, very proud that people have purchased products that can give that money. But all of that money is available. So if there's any woman out there listening that can't afford a mammogram, my goodness, get a hold of Mountain States Tumor Institute because Balmshot and other companies provide money to pay for those mammograms.
Well, thank you for getting the information out there. Mm-hmm. You recently sold Balmshot. Who bought it, and what sort of direction do you see the company going in?
Yeah, we're in transition. There's a new generation of leadership. Juan Arbiscoa, great guy from Seattle. He was assistant manager of the Mariners baseball team, Seattle Mariners. He's now the company president. Danny and his wife.
Sharamay.
Danny Walker, they're the new owners, and oh my goodness, they're fantastic people. And they've got a really an outstanding vision. I'm just so proud of them. They have a son that has Down syndrome, and they're concerned that he would never be able to function in a job, you know, a normal work environment. So they've decided to take Balmshot and create a sheltered workforce to provide jobs for people with special needs. And so the factory could be 100% automated with robots. I mean, that's a reality of today's technology. But Danny said, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to have jobs that needs human interaction, perfect for those with special needs. So we just couldn't be happier for the next generation of Bombshot. They are developing new products, but they are bringing in a workforce that needs those jobs.
Well, Bombshot is also expanding to sales beyond the U.S., I understand. It's on the market in Australia, and it's soon going to be available in Europe.
Yes.
I'm curious, what do you think, how do you think the product will be received in those markets that are not quite as given to guns as and firearms as we are in America?
Yeah, so Karen and I made a business trip to Europe and met with some folks in Germany, some graduate students that studied this very issue, consumer products in Germany. And the feedback we got from them was that we needed to have an organic product in a red shotgun shell. And that's how we developed our raspberry and our pomegranate varieties specifically for the European market. And so that's one thing we've had to do different. So that's helping us get into the European market, having a pure organic product in a red shotgun shell. In America, those colors are a little different, you know, and Americans aren't as much in tune to the organics as they are in Europe. So that helped us.
Indeed.
That's how we're addressing that issue.
It's interesting that there is that difference there.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were in Europe, Matt, we were at a trade show for, it was a hunting and outdoors trade show, and we got a lot of interest in our product just with all the people that were at the trade show. So there is a market there over there in Europe.
We've been speaking with Wayne and Karen Forey, co-founders of Bombshot. Thanks to both of you for taking the time to come in and speak with us today.